Prison time for a former White House advisor. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Steve Bannon, a longtime ally of former President Trump, was handed a four-month prison sentence today after being convicted of defying a subpoena from the House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol. He spoke outside the courtroom following his sentencing.
By the way, I want to say one thing. I respect the judge. The sentence he came down with today is his decision. I fully respect. I've been totally respectful of this entire process on the legal side.
Bannon was also ordered to pay a $6,500 fine, but remains free pending an appeal of his conviction. The House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the Capitol reports it has now served a subpoena to former President Trump. The select committee earlier this month voted unanimously to issue that subpoena, saying Trump orchestrated a plot to overturn the 2020 election. The former president has called the panel's probe a politically motivated witch hunt. A search is underway for a Western Michigan family of four who disappeared earlier this week.
Police in Fremont, Michigan say the Sirigliano family, father Anthony, mother Suzette, and their two autistic sons, Brandon and Noah, left their home late Monday and have not been seen since.
My officers were contacted by family saying that this is completely irregular behavior.
Police Chief Tom Rodwell also saying that last weekend officers were dispatched to the family's home, with Father Anthony asking for help in relation to information in regards to the September 11th bombing, and that he may be going through some sort of mental health crisis.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. European Union leaders have approved a plan to provide Ukraine with 18 billion euros in financial support over the next year. That plan was announced today after President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that Russia is trying to spark a refugee exodus by destroying his country's energy infrastructure. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A second police officer is now said to have been involved in an accidental shooting at a Florida gun range that left a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer dead.
A second Miami-Dade police officer is now being questioned after a training exercise at a shooting range near Miami went horribly wrong and a U.S. Customs officer was killed this week. Jorge Arias was also an instructor at the range, and one of the Miami-Dade officers reportedly used his live firearm instead of a training pistol during a role-playing scenario. Arias was stationed at Miami International Airport, where he worked customs. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
British government debt rose to the highest level in almost 60 years last month, and retail sales slumped. That's underscored the scale of the economic challenges facing whoever replaces Prime Minister Liz Truss. A familiar name in British politics could be eyeing the prime minister role.
Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson could be making a political comeback as he's one of several British lawmakers trying to get support to become the country's next prime minister. Johnson served as prime minister from 2019 to 2022 before resigning in September after a series of ethics scandals. He has stayed on as a lawmaker since then, but hasn't said if he'll run. Nominations for the next prime minister will end on Monday, with candidates needing 100 signatures from conservative lawmakers. If there are three nominees, the party will knock the field down to two, then vote for the next leader. A new prime minister is expected to be chosen by October 28th. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Tropical storm Roslyn is gaining strength off Mexico's Pacific coast, and forecasters expect it to be a hurricane when it makes a likely weekend landfall between the resorts of Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan. Forecasters say Roslyn could be a Category 2 hurricane when it makes landfall. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.